What does one have to do to achieve a reward? Well, let me rephrase that question. Why do you think you deserve a reward? Why do you think that other people should heap praise on yourself on your dedication? Well, the answer to that is the amount of contribution which is valued, evaluated in other people's mind. So everybody now knows that software engineering is a team discipline, and it also translates not in also into the software construction but also into the wider community. So you may ask, why am I not being rewarded? Why is this guy doing all this work and I'm not getting my just desserts, as they say? Well, it's because that other guy or girl has actually contributed absolutely a whole lot more into the domain space or the business space or the technical space or the user group space. And it's crucially important that you understand you may have to contribute, or one has to contribute to so many other things in order to achieve the reward that one desires. And sometimes the reward doesn't even appear to be the one that we thought it would have been when we first started the process or started the work of our project at the very beginning. And so the question is, why do you think you are or ought to be rewarded? Or why does one think that your work deserves a special bonus in this, especially now in this really economic decline of a time that we're in, with an election coming through on the 6th of May? Think about that. Does your contribution equal a reward? I think not. Not unless you're super great or super hot. You've got to contribute and contribute well. And people contribute really well and supremely great deserve all the rewards and the accolades that they get.